Last week, we quoted Yalkut Shimoni, which said that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Yisro away. They were at Mount Torah. It was time to receive the Torah. And Moshe said to his father-in-law, excuse me, you know, come back later. And he sent them away. And Midrash explains that Hashem said, how could it be that my children, Bnei Yisrael, they sat in Mitzrayim, they worked like dogs, pain, tsar, and Yisrael, you were sitting back, serene, tranquil, peaceful. You're going to enjoy the receiving of the Torah like my children, Bnei Yisrael, did? That doesn't go that way. And we pointed out that you see from here that a condition to receive the Torah is work. You got to work. It's not so easy. It's painful. Yisro, who didn't have that experience in Mitzrayim, he couldn't join. And Rav Aaron Cutler, in his Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, if you want to look it up, it's in the third volume, on page 126, Kuf Chavav, he explains as follows. He says, Ki Dvar Hashem Yakar Ma'od. The word of Hashem, the Torah, is so precious. You can't get it, you can't reach it, you can't obtain it without some pain, without some work, without some toil. Right? That's true in everything, in all our relationships, in marriage, for those who are married, for those who will be married soon in Mirtz Hashem. If you're not going to work hard at it, if it's precious to you, if it's real, if it's important, if you're not going to put in the effort, don't even bother. You're never going to get it. Anything that's worthwhile requires work and requires some pain along the way. And that's something the Jewish people needed. They need, before you get to Torah, you got to experience that. You got to learn how to work hard. And without that, forget about it. And that's why Yisro wasn't privileged to be at Midbar Sinai, wasn't there to receive the Torah. And we mentioned the question, well, why then was Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, why were they able to be at Maimon Har Sinai? Why were they able to receive the Torah over there if they weren't subjugated in Mitzrayim? And last week we gave an answer, because they felt the pain of their brethren. They were with them with the pain. Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, and therefore they had the pain just like their brothers had, and therefore they were merited to receive the Torah. Today I want to give a different answer, which sheds a lot of light, I think, onto our everyday learning the yeshiva, performing of mitzvos, basically of life. And I was tipped off about this, which is where this got me going thinking. I was in America, some of you know, for Pesach, had the opportunity to spend time with my parents. And I also had some time to spend with Alexa. Whoever doesn't know who Alexa is, she hasn't really made it so much in Israel yet. She's trying to break in. But it's this little box that basically could do anything in the world that you want it to do. I have over here 35 pages telling you all the different features that Alexa could do. And that's only on the basic cost. You could add a little extra, $3 a month, you get a little more. Anything you want. And I'll speak about that a little more, but how that got my mind thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos, and perhaps our direction towards the coming of Mashiach. And it goes as follows. The Gemara says in the Sechah Sanhedrin, and the Tzadi Tesson of Days, 99b, Amr Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Kol Adam La'amal Nivra. Every man was created to work, to toil. Shenemar, a pasuk in Iyov, Parakeh, pasuk Zayin, Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. The pasuk says in Iyov that man was created to toil. That's our purpose, to work. And the Gemara goes on to say, well, toil in what? In Yodea, in La'amal Pesh, should be toiling through my mouth, through my speech, Nivra, in La'amal Malacha, maybe means toiling with my hands, to work hard, Nivra. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's referring to the mouth. Okay, then the verse says, okay, well, what do you do with your mouth? Eni yodeim la'amol Torah, does it mean to learn Torah with my mouth? Im la'amol sicha, maybe it should mean to speak a lot with my mouth. And the Gemara proves that it's referring to Torah. Okay? Then the Gemara says, v'hayinu d'amar Rava, kulu gufi deruftiki ninu. All bodies, as Rashi explains, were created to be toreach, to work hard. Tuvi l'daski d'havi deruftiki d'araisa. And praiseworthy is the person that when he works for Torah. We're created to work. That is the purpose of man's creation. La'adam la'amal yulad. To toil, to work hard. And the Gemara has to figure out, well, what are you working for? And the Gemara says that if it's praiseworthy if you end up working for Torah. Now, why is it that we have to work? Like, where does that come from? So the Maral explains, the Maral has a fascinating drusha on the Torah. It's called Drush Ala Torah. It's found in the back of the Sefer Be'er HaGola, if anyone wants to take a look at it. And on page Yud, page 10, he says as follows. He quotes the Gemara and he says, Ki ha'adam hu kimo ha'adama. Man is like the earth, like the ground. We're created from the ground. We have the same name, Adam, Adama. We're like earth. Shehi b'koach v'lo b'poel. You see the dirt ground, you see the field, there's nothing there. It's barren. It's all potential. There's a lot there. There's a lot underneath. And there's a lot that could come out. Fruits, vegetation, grass, beautiful stuff could come out and do great stuff. But it's all quiet. It's all underneath. The kasher adama neveda tamid. But if you work the ground, you plow, and you sow, and you cut, and you plant, you work it constantly, then all of a sudden, that potential comes out into fruition. Kein tzarcha adam, so too is man. Sheyotzi hu tamid shleimuso lapol agami. Man always has to be working towards letting it out. We have so much inside us, there's so much in here, so many gifts, so many talents, so much potential, you gotta get it out. How do you get it out? You gotta work the body. Work the body. You have a bad midah, a bad character trait, I get angry, it's holding me back from my potential, it's holding me back from looking beautiful, from producing the greatest way. Work it. Break that anger. Hold it back. Learn how to control it. I'm lazy, can't get up in the morning, can't tackle difficult things. I see a Gemara, I see something hard, oh, it's too hard, oh, I gotta go get a coffee, it's hard, we're lazy. So work it, work the body, push it. That's the same thing. Just like we would do to the Adama, to the ground, so too to the person. We have to work ourselves in order to be able to let it out, in order to be able to bring the potential out into fruition. And it wasn't always this way, historically. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, 59b, that Adam HaRishon, he had a little bit different. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Adam HaRishon Mesev B'Gan Eden. He was lying out over there in Gan Eden. Haya v'hayu malachi yeshuas. The angels, the ministering angels, Solom Basar, were roasting a barbecue for him, the meat. Filtering out the wine, so it should be pure wine for him to drink. He had it all. They were feeding him. It was, you know, the way we picture the Garden of Eden, right? He was just sitting there and he was being fed and getting drinks. Everything was amazing. He didn't have to work for anything. But the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, Pei Beis is the last page of the Gemara in Kedushin. Shim ben Elazar Omer. From my days, I never saw an animal, you know, as a storekeeper. The animals, they need something to eat. They go get to eat. It's easy for them. How could it be? The whole purpose of animals are to serve us. And they get it easy. They get to eat whenever they want, whenever they want. And we have to work like dogs, no pun intended, to go ahead and get our food. How could that be? So the Gemara says, no, because that's not what it was supposed to be originally. As the Pnei Yeshua explains in the Gemara here, we don't have time to go into the words here, but he says that we messed up. Adam HaRishon sinned. And once he sinned, that's it. Now you gotta work in order to obtain. Well, once upon a time, it was pretty easy. Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Shar Beis, letter Vav, in the note, he says that we even got it back at a certain point. Before the Chet HaEgel, the Jewish people had the status of Adam before his sin. And what did we eat? Man! We didn't have to work for anything. Just came down right into our body. It was great. Okay. But once we sinned, no. Now we got to work. We got to work. That is the bottom line. The Medrash tells us something very fascinating. The Medrash Rabba, Bereishis Rabba, Yud Gimel Zayin. Lo Nivra Adam El Elama. Man was created to toil, to work. Im Zachah, if he merits, Hu Amo B'Torah. He'll toil in Torah. He'll rack his brain. He'll get up early. It's hard to get up. When you get up, stay up late. Miyuchena, one of the 48 ways. Yeah, it's okay to fall asleep once in a while in the Beis Medrash. Vim lo zacha, and if he doesn't merit, Hu Amo B'Aretz, he's going to work the land. He's going to have, you got to work. There's no such thing as taking and just chilling all day. You're either going to work in learning Torah, or you're going to work in other areas. Asher B'Adam, a praiseworthy is the man, Hu Amo B'Torah, that he gets to take that requirement to work and toil, and he's able to channel it in the world of Torah. Meaning, to sum it up, at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you gotta work. You gotta work, and you gotta work hard. That is the decree that of man. That's what we're created, to work. We could put that effort, we could put that work into Torah, mitzvos, chesed, teaching Torah, we could put it in that way, or we could be forced to work in other areas that Hashem will put in our place, in our way to go ahead and take care of. But there's no such thing as just being chilled and just going ahead and taking it easy. That doesn't exist, and that can't exist. Well, it's true that Shevet Levi didn't work. They weren't subjugated. They didn't have the toil like everyone else in Mitzrayim. But what were they doing? They weren't just sitting on the side drinking pina coladas, relaxing. However, they were learning Torah. Like the Chizkuni writes in Shmos, Perek Hei, Pasuk Dalet, the Levi Vizaro Hoshivo Yeshivos from Mitzrayim. They established yeshivas in Mitzrayim. They were busy with Torah the entire time. The Mabit writes in the Sefer Beit Elokim, Beit Elokim in Shari Yesodos, he says, Kishevet Levi, Hayu, Tosim Yeshiva B'Mitzrayim. They were learning in Yeshiva B'Mitzrayim, but Oskim B'Torah, Shekibul Me'avosav, and learning the Torah that they received from their forefathers. So while they didn't work, they weren't subjugated, they weren't building those pyramids, but they were learning Torah. They were busy with the Torah and Mitzrayim in place of that other work. There was a very distinguished Rav, who I look up to very much, who during his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Shabbos before Pesach, he quoted an article from the New York Times. Now, this article was written by someone who's not Jewish. He's a professor in Columbia, okay? And the title of the article is The Tyranny of Convenience. All about convenience. And I can't read the whole thing, but I read a couple lines just to highlight again. This is a non-Jew bringing, I think, in a clear way, an important value. And that is as follows. It developed in the nations of the 21st century, convenience, that is more efficient and easier ways of doing personal tasks, has emerged as perhaps the most powerful force shaping our individual lives and our economies. If we think about it, we're always looking for the more convenient way of doing X, of doing Y. As Evan Williams, a co-founder of Twitter, recently put it, convenience decides everything. That's the bottom line. Convenience has the ability to make other options unthinkable. Once you've used a washing machine, laundering clothes by hand seems irrational. What are you, nuts? And you walk sometimes down the in here, not so far away. In Mei Sharm, you see people like hanging things on their lines. You're like, what are these people? What are they, crazy? Even if it might be cheaper, and you save a lot more money, and you won't have to go to work because of it. That's crazy. After you've experienced these conveniences, not to own a cell phone, not to use Google, has come to require a special kind of dedication that is often taken for eccentricity, if not fanaticism. You're a fanatic. If you don't use a cell phone, you're a fanatic. But we err in presuming convenience is always good, for it has a complex relationship with other ideals that we hold dear. Though understood and promoted as an instrument of liberation, convenience has a dark side. By saving time and eliminating drudgery, it would create the possibility of leisure. And with leisure, okay, don't forget, this is a non-Jew telling this to us, okay? And with leisure would come the possibility of devoting time to learning. That's what it says. What it's supposed to, it's learn. Hobbies or whatever else might really matter to us. Convenience, the point of convenience, we forget about this, was to allow us to do things that we want to do, that we feel are valuable. It was supposed to free up time to do productive things. Not just that you get stuck in a world of convenience. How can I get more and more and more? Let me research this so I can be more convenient. It was supposed to be asking enough to let me do what I want to do. It was only a small thing needed to enable me to be more productive, to be able to learn more. The dream of convenience is premised on the nightmare of physical work. People are scared of physical work. But is physical work always a nightmare? Everyone knows to climb a mountain, to go on a hike, that's difficult. At the end, you feel great because you put in the effort, you did something good. As opposed to if you just were taken over there by a car, you don't feel good. You might be happy that you got it, but you don't feel good. Work allows us to feel good. Why did Hashem make it that way? At the end of the day, if the point is to get to the end, why did Hashem just make it that you feel the same happiness by driving to the place, then if you hike there, you work hard to get there. The answer is, because Hashem wanted us to feel like we should want to work. He gave us that tool to be able to work, because working is the most important thing. Ki Adam la'amol yulad, we were created to work and to toil. I do not want to deny that making things easier can serve us in important ways, giving us many choices that others wouldn't have had. But being a person is only partly about having and exercising choices. It's about how we face up to situations that are thrust upon us. About overcoming worthy challenges and finishing difficult tasks. The struggles that make us who we are. What happens to human experience when so many obstacles and impediments and requirements, separations have been removed. If we're all about convenience, what's easy, we don't get used to working at things. What's difficult? How am I going to challenge something difficult? My child is difficult, let's say, and I need to be able to work with him or her. I need to be able to handle the situation. I don't know how to deal with difficult things. Alexa, what do I do if my child is difficult? You know, it doesn't go. You got to work. But we don't know how to work because we're all used to convenience, 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 convenience. Convenience is not the goal. Convenience, which everyone is all about. Convenience. Again, you could sit at the kitchen table. I saw this. And you could say, Alexa, turn on the car. And Alexa turns on the car. Alexa, turn on the heat. So when I get into the car, it's going to be warm already. Chas v'shalom, I should stay in the car. And it's a little cold for 3 seconds. Chas v'shalom. Right? Alexa, make a phone call. You just sit. You don't have to do anything. Nothing with your hands. Just sit there like this. Evie, just do everything for me. Order shoes. Play a song. What's the weather? You don't even have to type. Nothing. It's all convenience. So that's good if it enables you to then spend your time with important things and then to work at those things. To work. Because working is something, it's a value, not just a value. Ki la'adam, ki la'adam, amal yulad. We were created to work. We gotta work. Not avoid working. We could avoid working in certain areas to allow us to work in another way. We could choose. Work the land or work in Torah, in mitzvos, in avodas Hashem. We got to push ourselves. If it's too easy, that's a problem. We're not working. We got to work more. And the Maharal explains something fascinating. He says, what's this deal that we start counting Sfiras HaOmer the day after Pesach? Right away, that night. First night of Pesach, first day of Pesach's over, second night, boom, we start counting. What's the deal? So he says, because what is the first day of Pesach all about? Chayrus, freedom, we're liberated. Ah, so how do people view freedom? Freedom means, I can do whatever I want. I can sit back and relax. No one's telling me what to do anymore. It's easy, convenient. Says the Maharal, Leval Yale al Daita Momar, a person shouldn't put on his head to think. We're free, Lagami, completely free. When I left slavery, the Kol Oda Yosa Adam al Adama, as long as man is on this earth, Einenu ben Chorin, we're not free, Leval Amal Hu Yulad, we're created to work. And therefore, immediately, following the first day of Pesach, we start counting the Omer. We start working towards, not just count, it's days of preparation for receiving the Torah. Learning more about ourselves, taking on new things, pushing our limits and learning. A little bit later at night, a little bit earlier in the morning, a little bit during the break, less breaks in the middle. We're pushing ourselves. Something's a little bit hard, we don't have to run right away to the art scroll or ask someone for the question. Schwitz a little bit. Think about it. Work. It's okay. Don't be scared of working. It's the ideal. That is what we're supposed to be doing. Working hard. And that sets the stage for everything in our lives. For our relationships. For our raising our children. For anything that we're involved in. It's working hard. And that's what we have to kick in during Sfiras HaOmer. During these days, we're counting. It's not just a, okay, I count to 21. Okay, I count to 22. Check, check, check. It's not what it's about. It's every day we're working towards receiving the Torah. What does that mean? Working towards receiving the Torah. My bracha to all of us is that we should merit that we could work, not be scared of working, and the work is going to pay off, and it's going to get us to the Shavuos coming soon, and have an amazing Kabbalah Torah.